Hey, everybody. My name is Jan Drake Bakke, and this is Angel Answers. We are Wild Wednesday, and it's February 28th, 2024. Here we are again, and I'm just going to say hi to the angels, and that is Liz's sister, Mary Hernandez, and Peg Jones. Hey, angels.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Jan.
Hey. And we're back again this week, and it's so much fun. We always have a great show, but two of them are missing, DC Love and Cat People. So I'm just going to go ahead and read their bios right now, right away. DC Love is an angel intuitive, conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, her in-spirit dog, Ginger, and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. Catherine Peoples is an angel intuitive, shamanic life coach, clairvoyant, and all things spiritual. And they just had their show on Monday afternoon?
Yes.
And it was, and it's called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. And it was a beautiful show, just really, really beautiful and very interesting. So I recommend that show. And then Tuesday, Mary Hernandez, who's on our show, has her own show on Tuesday called We Are One, and she and her guests were on yesterday. It was so good. Oh, my goodness. She had two guests on. That's at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, and I was going to go ahead and share that after our show on my page so you can watch it. And then on Sunday is called Enter the Light, and it's Lynn Bleasdale's show with her co-host Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, Elizabeth D'Onfrio, Hawk D'Onfrio, Linda Irwin, and Marianne Adams. That's at 12 noon Pacific time and 3 p.m. Eastern. And then the other show is The Lighthouse, and that's with Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott, and they have their show here, you know, every once in a while, several months, and I will always post it on my page also. So we're a whole group of light workers, and which consists of psychics, mediums, healers, and we do a myriad of things. And you can look on this incredible website that Lynn Bleasdale has created for us, and you can see what everybody, what their abilities are and what their services they provide. And you can get a reading if you want to. So that's Sacred Embers, and that's on Facebook. And the website is sacredembershow.wixsite.com. So, yeah, that's where we're based. And we've all known each other many years, and we've been doing radio shows for many years all together in different groups. And we're a group of like-minded individuals. I'm just going to read the little blip using our skills and abilities to help and serve others for the benefit of humanity. We came together as light workers in the Sacred Embers group and share our services. There you go. So, that's who we are. And I do predictions. That's what I like to do. And they're on my website, www.wefindourway.com. I just started them. So it's just the very beginning of my predictions for this year, 2024. I do animal totems. I see the animals as soon as I start working on people when I do readings. They just come through. They're like angels, you know, they're guides and they're animals and they're really there. They really are. I've seen them in live, in person also in, you know, even not when I'm closing my eyes, I've seen them out in the air and they're there. Oh my gosh. It's so incredible. And then I do poetry, and I'm working on poetry all the time, trying to work with singers and different venues to use my words for humanity, basically. And so that's really what I like to do. And so I'm working on that. And then I give readings, and I'm a medium, psychic, predictions, stuff like that. And so, yeah, that's pretty much it. And so I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to the wonderful, lovely, talented, beautiful Peg Jones.
Hello, everyone. I'm Peg Jones, and I'm an angelic life coach, and I'm a certified I'm a vibrational sound practitioner with Tuning Fork. I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn, and I'm author of a book of daily angel messages, Living in a Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And it's a book of a message from your angels each day of the year. I'm also an energy healer of Reiki and IET, which is an angelic energy healing. I just have my IET 1 first level. I'm a channeler of the angels and the ascended masters. I'm a certified angel card reader. And I'm also a level 1 practitioner of the Akashic Records. In the past, I've taught classes to others about getting to know their angels, working with one angel a week. And I've also taught inspirational writing. And I love helping others to see the possibilities in their life through the messages from their angels and guides, to know that they too can receive messages from their angels just by asking for a message. And my website is pegsangelicalwhispers.com. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, though I don't really post on Instagram. I do post on Facebook. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Peg. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, I guess I'll go next. I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a channeler, a trance healer, and Reiki master. I also do numerology readings, and I'm also a sound healer. I love creating candles. I love candles. So I decided in 2020 or 2019 to do my own candles. Basically, they've expanded now to doing healing candles, and I do several healing candles. So one of them is Mother Mary candles, which is infused with love, light, and healing. And the other one is a Reiki-infused healing candle for each of the chakras. And it's scented with whatever scent of my sense, but the one I do it with is lavender, because lavender is so soothing, so healing. And it each has like beautiful crystals in it for each of the chakras. I'm also creating a new beautiful candle with frankincense and myrrh, which is called Heavenly Blessings, and I'll have it for sale, you know, coming up soon. It's just, you know, I just made them. and I just wanted to put it out there. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's healing. And I just wanted to share that. And then to book a reading with me, you can reach out at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com or go to my website at www.theangelwithin.com. I also wanted to say that my We Are One podcast is actually on what I'm creating. It's We Are One. It's about creating a community of like-minded individuals, even people that don't think they're psychic. We all are psychic. We all have gifts. We're all unique in our own way, and we're all gifted. And I just creating We Are One is just basically I wanted to create a community of love, you know, of individuals, of a community. Oh my gosh, I keep saying community, but that's what it is. It's just based on love. It's about sharing, because sharing, like I mentioned in my podcast on Monday that I had, it's about caring, right? We need to care for one another, and there's no competition in what we do. It's just helping others. We're here to help one another expand. How it works is I expand one person, that person will expand another person, and it becomes a domino effect. And the same with all beautiful people here on air, right? And people and the beautiful co-host here on the radio today, all of you, you know, that's how it is. It's just we help one another, and we each have individual gifts. Most of them, you know, overlap one another, but we're here to create something built on love and respect, and that's what We Are One is. And what I do is I do it based on the people's that I'm bringing in, my guests, their availability. So my next one, my just recent one was Michael Shane and Julie Adriani, and they're both physical mediums, and it was such an interesting, beautiful interview. So you guys have to check it out on Facebook. I posted it on my Facebook page. It's about two videos long because Spirit wanted to disconnect me. And then I came back on, and then, you know, it started recording again. But there was some things that were not recorded. But, you know, Spirit always has a plan. And I highly recommend any dark seance. I mean, I love it. Very healing, very, I mean, you get to feel the masters. You get to, oh, my gosh, just listen to the recording. And like I said, it's not every week, but people are reaching out to me that they want to come on the show, which is great because, you know, sharing is caring, the knowledge. So next week I'm going to have AJ Roberts on Monday at 11 a.m., on Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's also going to be on Zoom, and then I'll just post it on Facebook later on that day. But I also wanted to say that next weekend I'm actually going to teach a workshop on angels at the expo here in Columbus, and it's a 2-day I'm going to be at the Columbus expo Saturday and Sunday, the 9th and 10th, I believe. Let's just check. Yes, 9th and 10th. And that's, you know, I'm going to be teaching a class, and I'm also going to have a booth with Awakening Light Energy Center. We're both going to have a booth there, you know, just speaking about our different businesses that we have, you know, like my business and then theirs. So it's just beautiful. You know, it's just, again, a community of love being built. And that's what I love. Anyway, and I'm so grateful. I just have to say, you know, Ohio got hit with tornadoes, and I have to say I'm so grateful for D.C. because I reached out to D.C. this morning. I got into a little fear because I've never experienced a tornado, and it was very close to here, and, you know, she calmed me down, so it was great. You know, I prayed, and it was all over by the time I prayed, you know, so it was great, but the alarms were going off for like an hour, it felt. And then, you know, because of the psychic ear, you just hear it like for a long time after that. It sounded like the alarms were still going on, even though they had already had finished. And again, you know, Barb and Dan were there also at 5:30 this morning. So it was great to have that, you know, those beautiful people that I can call and just say, hey, I need someone to talk to, you know, so it was really great. So I'm just so grateful for this beautiful community of, you know, of love, being built on love. And I'll just switch it over to Liz now to do her introduction.
Can I ask you, Mary?
Yeah.
Mary, can I ask you one question first? Can you tell us what the dark seance is? Because when I heard that yesterday, I was like, ooh, what's that? What is dark seance?
We sit in a dark, so we do a circle, and we sit in that dark circle, and both the mediums are sitting in their own cabinets. So because it's Julie and Michael, you know, they both sit in their cabinet. They're all tied. They're all like, you know, their mouth is covered so that, you know, the apports, you know, they're not coming from their mouth where they have them hidden in their mouth. They're all tied. We check their pockets. We check everything. So, and then we sit and we just pray first. We do an opening prayer. And then that's when Spirit comes on. You know, either Lady Nada, and I'm speaking from Michael Shane and Julie, my experience with them. I've had other experiences with other mediums, other physical mediums, but this is my experience with them. It's just all love. Mother Mary has gone, come through, Jesus. My mom has come through. I mean, Archangel Michael has been there with me. And, you know, I got a crystal from Master Jesus, the last one I went in November. You know, and each of them, these crystals get an affirmation with them. And you receive the affirmation with it when you receive the crystal. And it's meant to work with whatever it is that you're working on at the time, as they mentioned in the interview. But, I mean, to get into it, it's just like, just listen to the interview. It's just so amazing, full of so much knowledge and information. And then he goes on, Michael goes on to speak about psychometry also, you know, and these beautiful apport crystals. And then he explains how it's apported, where it's apported from. And it was just such a beautiful interview. I, you know, I wish I could keep them on, and I'm sure they're going to come back on, you know, but it was about an hour and a half long, and it was very interesting. I think Peg and Jan were on, and even DC was on listening, and a lot of people just, you know, got back to me how great it was, how much information was in that session. So it was really good. I hope you guys, you know, go to my Facebook page and check it out, because it was really packed with lots of information, and there's nothing to fear. Everything is done in the light. I mean, in the light meaning, you know, high vibration, because if someone's off vibration, then it wouldn't work, you know, like it would be like, then the masters wouldn't be able to come through, basically, you know, because we sing, first we pray, then we sing, then at the end we have a closing prayer too. So it's a lot of protection for everyone. It's not like a scary thing, because you hear dark seance and you're like, oh boy, but they do have a one with light, you know, but you're not going to get the manifestation that, you know, that occurs in the dark seance. You know, you see
you mean the dark, like it's not with a lighted light in the room.
There's no light.
You're in the dark
all.
In the
yeah.
room.
Yeah.
Right, that's what you mean by dark, yeah.
Yes, totally dark. No light
okay.
in the room at all, except when someone's
okay.
called to the cabinet to receive a crystal, if it happens that way, where you're being called up to get a healing, for instance. It's happened before
mm-hmm.
where people are called to sit in front of the cabinet on a chair, and the masters come through for healing for that person. So that's all in the dark. The only time that light turns on is to make sure that you get to in front of the cabinet safely. So everything is done with safety. You know, they have like lights to turn on really quickly. And yeah, it's just amazing. It's just so beautiful. And then you feel, you hear the masters. The last time I was there was Master Katumi that was there. I've been in a dark seance with them where Lady Nada came through. Saint Germain is one of them that comes through. I mean, it's just, wow. Master Jesus came through for me last time. So it was absolutely amazing. I'm so glad I drove an hour and a half to see them. You know, it was so amazing. And I highly recommend it. And I'm going to be posting where they're going to be next. I mean, I think one of them, they're going to be in, Michael's going to be in Washington. I told Julie if they can just, you know, send me where they're going to be so I can share on my page, because I think everyone should experience it. I mean, and there's no fear into it. Everything is done in the light, and the higher the vibration, the more phenomenon that appears and that occurs. So, you know, it's just unbelievable what occurs, you know, when you believe, you trust, and you're in a high vibration. So, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Thanks for that. I really appreciate you explaining it so beautifully.
Thank you. Liz, sorry.
Yeah. I went to unmute myself and I started coughing, so I had to get a drink. I was going to say, I heard you say dark seance, and I'm like, what is happening? I'm like, what is she talking about? And I was like, that's kind of freaky. So I'm glad you explained it too.
Yeah.
Because I was just joking about an experience I had as a teenager with some friends at a birthday party I had. So part of my job with the town is that the town oversees cemeteries that maybe don't have people to take care of them anymore. And New York State says you can't just, you know, let them go to ruin. You have to maintain them. So, or at least mow the grass and stuff. So there happens to be one just up the road from where I grew up, and it's in the woods, and you don't know it's there until the summertime when someone comes and mows this one lone path in the woods up this hill, and you're like, what's that? Because it looks so bizarre. So my sisters and I, one time, we decided to walk up there and see what it was, and we found it's a cemetery. It's not very big, maybe 20 burial plots in there, but very old, like Civil War soldiers and things in there, Revolutionary War soldiers, too. But there's this big, eerie oak tree in the middle of it. And I haven't been up there in, I don't know, 30-some years, right? But the group that takes care of cemeteries was up there yesterday, and I said, oh, how do you like that hike? And they're like, this place, you know, look at this tree. She took a whole bunch of videos of this tree because it's so cool looking. But it's like, it looks like something out of a creepy movie. And I said, oh, the last time I was up there, I had a birthday party, and my girlfriends and I decided we would walk up the road at dusk with a Ouija board and go in the cemetery. And, you know, of course, we get up there and we freaked ourselves out before we did anything and ran all the way back home. But when Mary said dark seance, I'm like, oh, what's going on in the world? Things are turning weird. Why has this come up twice? This is scary stuff. So I'm glad we had clarification.
Yeah, not scary at all.
Hello, everyone. I am Liz Fister. I am an intuitive empath. I own River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. And from there, every Tuesday night on Facebook Live, I live stream an hour-long crystal singing bowl meditation. I was just sharing it before this at the Teacher Resource Center, so I feel a little like la 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 at the moment. So I brought my brass Tree of Life bowl that I thought I would share with us to get us kind of centered and grounded. And then I had a couple things to share with everybody. So let's take a couple deep breaths in, breathing in through our nose, filling all the way up so we can't breathe in anymore, and then just sigh out all the and tension and gunk of the day. And take another deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up, then letting it out nice and however you need to, whether you need to sigh again or nice and slow. And then take one more. And focus in on the sound. All right. I hope that got us all where we need to be.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I felt it in my heart chakra.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
Actually, I have a short little something to share. So the group of teachers that I played for tonight before this, we got done at the end, and this one teacher came over, and this was her first time coming. And she says, you know, she goes, this is really great. I loved it, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, I'm glad. And she says, this might sound weird, but my parents died earlier this year in a fire. And I said, oh, dear Lord. She says, no, it's okay. Their house caught on fire, and they were in there, and they didn't suffer. They died from smoke inhalation in their sleep. But they were together, and, you know, she's found her peace in it, her resolve. So she says, you know, this is going to sound weird. She says, but a neighbor that had run up there when the fire was happening had taken a video and sent it to me. She says, and as I watched the video, she says, there was this sound. She says, and I didn't, because it didn't register with me at the time. She says, I knew I heard like some kind of music or something, but I didn't know what. And she says, but it sounded like one of those bowls tonight. And I said, I bet it was the heart chakra. And she says, what? And I said, here, let me play it. So I played the bowl, and she's like, oh my gosh. She goes, I have goosebumps head to toe. She says, I'm so chilled. She says, and she goes, and she started crying, you know. So you say the heart chakra. And I said, well, I said, I imagine since they were together and, you know, that would help you guys to be able to find peace, I said that they were sending their love. And she goes, oh my gosh. She goes, I'm still chilled head to toe. She says, with goosebumps. She says, they say that means that, you know, something is right when that happens. I said, yes, they do. You know, because it's a school thing, so I, you know, don't really bring the spirituality part into it too much there. And so I was like, yeah, I said, I usually feel it means that the angels are giving you confirmation that you're right. And she's like, oh my gosh, thank you. And I was like, oh, I said, well, thank you for sharing that. I said, what a beautiful story. And I said, I'm glad that I could give you confirmation of what, you know, what's going on. So just how cool that something would connect. And the heart chakra is always when I play, it's the loudest bowl. It's the easiest one to play. Anyone that, you know, wants to try them, I always say, just play this one because it plays with literally no effort almost always. Like, it's one that I never have a hard time playing. Some of the other ones, you know, because they respond to the other energy in the room, right? You know, sometimes the other ones, I have a hard time, like, getting them to ring, depending on what's going on with people or whatever. But the heart never, ever, ever has a hard time playing. So I find that, you know, a little, a smidge puzzling, because I feel like at times we are, you know, a little hardened. But I guess maybe it says something to the people that come, that they're full of love and they want to share.
Definitely.
So I wanted to share something about the tomorrow's leap year, right? And we only get one of those every 4 years. I just happened to catch this quickly last night before I went down for bowls, and I shared it at the beginning of my meditation last night. But I have a group that meets every other Monday. In the last couple of classes, we've been talking about numerology. And I know, Mary, you're a certified numerologist, and I've been baffled by it. I've looked into, you know, I've looked at it a little bit here and there, but really getting into it this time to do this class and stuff, it's been funny. And leap year is, our leap day is all about numerology. So the numerology of leap day, right? So it's February 29th, which is 2 and 29. 29 is a number 11 day, because 2 plus 9 is 11, which is a master number in numerology, and it represents spiritual awakening and enlightenment. Even though we have 29 days in every month, the combination of 2 and 29, we only get once every 4 years. So it's a rare energy to experience. So in numerology, 2 is the number of pursuing your soul purpose and mission, right? And it carries feminine energy that inspires us to birth our creations and bring our ideas out of our minds and into the physical world. When 29 and 2 come together, their energy forms to create a powerful time of love, healing, and teaching. This number code also represents the arrival of a spiritual light messenger. So if we stay open and aware, we may receive an important sign or message on this day that brings us the much-needed guidance. Pay attention to your dreams or signs from nature. See if an animal messenger shows up. I thought that was cool. Or if you encounter some synchronistic events, that seems to be pointing you in a particular direction. Because the 29th of February is such a rare vibration, it can also cause a type of ripple effect within us. This ripple creates an opportunity for us to leap forward in our own spiritual growth and evolution. A leap day allows us extra time to get things done, and this creates a vibrational impact on the dimension of time in the universe. Use the energy of this day to bring awareness to something that you wish to leap forward with in your life. Assess where you would like to create more time and energy for something and send your intentions out into the universe. As we create this leap and expand the dimension of time, see if you can also hold space for the fact that all that we really have is present moment. I'll share this. That was a post by Forever Consciousness. She's an astrologer. But I thought that was so cool that there was all this numerology involved with Leap Day. And I never, ever thought about it before. I don't think I ever paid attention. But I'm like, for me, who has a problem with aligning with the time-space continuum, being given extra time is a genuine gift. for once, I'm going to be conscious and pay attention and, use it to the best of my ability because we have this extra day this year. And the other thing I wanted to share that at the start of the show, I said, because this leap day is all about, aligning with your soul purpose, I'm going to pull cards from James Van Praagh's Soul Journey deck. Now, the shuffling one popped out, and I said, this is for everyone. So this, our soul journey here as a collective is peace. And it says, I am a being of love, and I release all negative energy. So, not everyone is exactly like us. Not everyone thinks the way we do or us like them, and it's okay. We aren't meant to all think the same. And when someone doesn't align with you, just wish them love and move on. Don't hold, that negativity and crap in your heart. Just be aware that they're on their own journey, right? And when we know more, we can be better, right? So just something I thought I would share with everyone. It seemed to be for everyone. So, Jan, I'm sure you have some poems for us.
Yes, I do. Thank you. I loved everything that you said, and I love that our soul journey here is peace. I mean, that is just so, of course it is. That's so comforting, because that is what it is. And just that feels so good. So I just saw a bunch of cats when you did the bowl of the chime. Cats, I don't know why. That's what I saw. Like different types of cats. Yeah. And I posted my cat on Facebook and Instagram yesterday for the announcement for the show. So I don't know. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But I post cats all the time anyway. So, okay, I will start with these poems here and start with, it's called Speak Peace. Speak peace to our enemies, then peace will be with them. Pray for peace to our foes, as peace will be blessed on them as a precious gem. And this is called Dance With Me. Dance with me. Let's ravage the space with joyous elation. Dance in the sweet sensation. Dance with me, honey. Let's let our bodies move to that creative liberation. It doesn't matter where it is. Dance is a sweet sensation. And this is called Unicorn. Some days are unforgiving. Some are just plain forlorn. Some give us joy. Some are full of poem corn. Some days are waiting to be better. Some are great in the morn. Some give us havoc until I met a unicorn. And this is called Oh, Those Dance Days. We were birds of a feather dancing at night, traveling in unified dimensions of sequin and light. All those dance days with tall heels and G-strings. My mother never knew I'd be dancing in such things. There's a special bond and knowingness between the performers. It takes years to be able to be on those stages.
I lived out of my dance bag and always wore leg warmers. Oh, those dance days. The dancer lives. The dancer lives on through all the ages. And this is called Monster in the Dark. Monsters in the Dark, they get close to you. Evil seems serene sometimes, monsters of the dark, but it turns on you. They have you as their mark. It claws in your naivety and neediness from out of nowhere. Or maybe it has been there all along waiting. You are caught, so beware. They lurk at you and beckon your insecurities and will devour you at any moment. In its decisiveness, you are deceived and manipulated while taking you down in its ugly descent. Well, that was kind of a depressing poem, but I found it in my memories, and I hadn't seen it in a long time, so I posted it, and I decided to, for some really bizarre reason, I don't know why, but I have the ability to see these weird, dark entities. I really do. I've been seeing them for years, and I've had to go to healers to get them off of me because they like to climb on me, too. And I think it's just there's a, you know, because of if I, it would take a long time to go through my whole childhood and all that, but I think there's like maybe an opening in my vibration, that a fragment that has been opened or cut, and that happens with everyone if they've had like intense things happen to them. So, you know, for years now I've been on the healing path trying to heal all that, but I think sometimes maybe that's why they get in, because I have that opening or something. And then I get a lot of clients for throughout the years I've been asked to help get these dark entities off of people, which I've done. I've done that many times for clients because I can see them. And, you know, it doesn't sound good for me to be able it says that I'm on a lower level. That's why I can see them or something like that. But I hate to think that because I work at not being on those lower levels, but for some reason I'm able to see them. And I knew another medium who could see them too. And she just could. But anyhow, so I don't do those jobs anymore, by the way, because several times those things have gotten on me, and they literally make you feel icky. They don't make you feel good. They give you bad, you get moody, and they're volatile, and I've had to have several healers take them off of me several times. So I am very, very careful about any kind of dark entities. I don't want to be around them. I don't want to do jobs for people, and I'm sorry. I just don't want to anymore, and I've done it a lot. So anyway, blah, 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 on and on. I'm into the light entities nowadays. So this is called It's Almost Spring. Dance to the music of your soul. Sing to the heart of your dream. Skip to the rhythm of your goal. Run to the distance and scream, it's almost spring! Yay! And this is called Take a Stance, Dance. Let yourself have a chance to discover that you are part of the dance. Do a pose or turn, it doesn't matter which way. Let your muscles burn wherever you are on the day. Move your body and start to feel the beat. It's so fun, here go your feet. And this is called God is Smiling at You. Breathe in white and see the light. Breathe in God's increase. Breathe out serenity and peace. Look up at the blue. God is smiling at you. And this is called Prayers for the Greatest of Care. Allow toxic water to turn into pure, nurturing water. Allow toxic air to turn into pure, breathable air. Allow contaminated earth to be free of poisons fallen on it. Allow more help and testing to be in East Palestine, Ohio, for the crisis chemical burn to be in the greatest of care. So I had written that when that whole thing started a year or so ago, and so I saw that in my memories too, so I just went ahead and wanted to read that too, because they're still having problems in Ohio with that whole situation, and so it's kind of a sorrowful thing. Anyway, but, you know, I think they're trying to work on it and trying to help the whole situation now, and they're doing stuff about it, hopefully. So we'll just keep them in our prayers. All right, that's it. That's the end of the poems.
Nice, Jan. How synchronistic that your first poem was about peace.
I I know. I noticed that. That's right.
And I was going to say, too, you know, I don't think you're low vibrational because of the dark entities, because that was
okay.
My first couple spirit guides that came through were pretty scary.
Uh-huh. Really?
And I was like, what heck is this? Mm-hmm. And I think my coach had said to me, it's because you're so high vibration, you're not afraid. And so they will show themselves to you. And I was like, oh. I was like, why do I get these? Like, one looked like, have you ever seen the pictures of Krampus? The Christmas goblin, Krampus? He's like the Christmas goblin with the horns. And he's like a Germanic mythological creature. And he would come like Santa, but he came before Christmas and, you know, whipped the bad kids, left switches for the bad kids or whatever. That's what my first one looked like when it came through. And I was like,
oh, wow.
You know, it's like this beast body with like a man's torso and then, you know, these big horns. And I'm like, really? This is what I get? Like, I'm like, this is what I get? Like,
I know. Wow.
But it was so powerful.
How
and it
interesting.
You know, and the other one that I had come through was, he's from Celtic mythology is Serunos or Serenus.
Mm.
And he's the same thing, like a half man, half horse and has antlers. He's not as scary looking. He actually was a guardian for children. And he was one of my first ones too. And I was like, what is going on? I kind of have, you know, these beautiful white angels that everyone talks about. And I'm like, where are they?
I know. Yeah.
But, you know, there was valuable stuff I needed to learn from those two. So it was, you know, interesting.
That is interesting. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, so it's just funny. And then people will ask me, you know, and I've never even put it up in my resume where that I do dark entity work, but people would just come to me like over and over, tons of people to ask them, and where did you find out? I mean, how do you know I could even see them? But I guess it just is in your vibration and people come to you. And so I started working on that. I did it for a lot of people, and I was never trained on how to get rid of them. I actually just did prayers and asked Jesus to take them away, and he would. They would get away from people, and I put a block on them, and I've never been told how to put a block, but I just do what I think what it would be like. You know, you put a block, a block of white light, and so it really works. Though I mean, it really works. So, but anyway, I don't. It's interesting. I'm glad to hear that, Liz, because I don't feel so bad. Yeah. I knew another medium who saw them, too, and she saw them on the street, just like I do. And, you know, and so, and I just thought, wow, interesting. I wonder why we're attuned to that. But I guess there's a reason for it, and I haven't seen any lately, but I will from time to time, and it's freaky.
I have to say, ladies, that in the beginning of my journey, I was seeing a black shadow. And just because it's dark doesn't mean it's a bad entity, you know, as Lynn taught me as I was learning how to, you know, communicate. I called Lynn. I was like, Lynn Bleasdale from Sacred Embers. And I was like, Lynn, there's this dark entity by my door, and it won't, like, move. And I have to go to the bathroom. Like, you know, it happened every night. And the entity was not bad. It was an archangel. So just because it's dark doesn't mean it's bad. You know, so I don't want to throw off people that are listening to the show where it's, if you become psychic, you attract dark entities. You may, but what I use for myself is, first of all, anytime I feel anything in my room, I'll just say, are you from the light? If they don't answer, then I say, you are not welcome here if you're not from the light, and I rebuke you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And they are gone.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly.
And I am like, there you go. Free. It's gone. And, you know, rebuking it is just removing it from your existence, from your perimeter,
right.
from your room. Like, and most of the time they stay there because they are from the light. You know, I have, you know, spirit coming in at night. And, you know, part of the reason why I can't sleep because I have, you know, angels and archangels and some of the masters working with me. And, you know, just as you ladies are too, I'm sure. But I just wanted to say that
Mother
I didn't
Mary,
want to leave a dark taste in people, you know, thinking, oh, my gosh, dark entities are going to come. No, it's not that, you know, it's sometimes like my dad has showed up as a black spirit, like, you know, and it wasn't that. It was my dad, you know. So I just wanted to say that just because the color is black, or the spirit seems like it's black, it has to do with your visual too, how you see spirit. For me, I see shadows now, you know, so I could see and I could feel the vibration of the spirit in my room, whether it's good or bad. You know, you feel lots of love when they're loving. So I just wanted to say that real quick. One little message, because I saw this message today from Kyle Gray, and I love Kyle Gray. I think you all do. And it says, I lovingly accept myself. And this is what it's all about. It's about love. It's about a self-love. It's peace, but it's also love, because we need to find love ourselves. So it says, loving yourself can be one of the greatest challenges to overcome, but not for your soul, for your ego. The reason self-acceptance can be so hard is because your ego will try to make your love conditional. You will love yourself when your body is perfect or when you finish the project you are working on, and so on. But love is unconditional. It goes beyond boundaries, achievements, and vanity. Loving yourself is about being willing to see the great spark of light and goodness in the depth of your being. It's about being willing to respect that the body you are in is a miraculous vehicle in which you are able to experience the brightness of your soul. Lovingly accepting yourself means truly honoring who you are. It's about moving beyond the self-perceived flaws and finding the beauty anyway. It's deciding you are no longer going to be represented by a negative opinion, fear, or anything else that comes between you and your goodness in the past. Love is who you are, which we know that. Today, the universe is inviting you to recognize this truth within you. And the vibe of the day, what he puts is, I trust in my gifts. I know that I can shine. And I just had to, you know, relay that message because it's all about love. You know, it's loving ourselves. It's an inward job more than an outward job. We always try
Definitely.
To see inside of us, but it's the answers are always within. It's like, you know, the more and more I learn about this, the more and more I tune inwards, you know, like talking to DC this morning because I was a little nervous of the tornado happening here in Ohio and all the alarms ringing, the sirens ringing on the tornado. It was just like I heard as soon as I hung up from DC, it was like half faith. We didn't bring you this far for something to happen to you. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Amen. I was like, and then like 20 minutes later, the siren stopped and then everything stopped. And it's just having that faith, having that trust, having that, my gosh, it's just like, it's true. It's like, we haven't gotten this far to let you down, you know, because our guides are always there. Our spirit guides are send the masters, ancestors, they all are there. And yeah, I just have to say that because the love and the And just listening to ourselves and having faith, because for me today was faith was really big. And I had to hear that word from those words from God, because that came from God telling me to have faith. We didn't bring you this far for something to happen to you. I mean, it was really, really scary. You know, guys, I'm from New York, so there's no tornadoes in New York. You know, we may have snow, you know, and flooding and stuff, but no tornadoes. So I've never, you know, really experienced alarms going off and high winds like that. So, you know, I just wanted to say. So, So I'm so grateful to be here. And I just pray for all the people that have lost their homes, because there's a lot in Ohio that have lost their homes. And, you know, I pray for them that they find shelter and, you know, and assistance. So God bless them all. So I'm just praying for them. Yeah. And then I'll give it to Liz to start off the show, because I'm sure there's a lot of callers here.
Waiting for me. Peg wants to share some light language too.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we'll let her do that. Are you there, Peg?
I'm here. I was talking to myself again.
I hate that.
So embarrassing.
Hey, Peg, I put a post up this morning. I put a post up on my page that said that talked about talking to yourself.
Yeah, there's a post about that it's because you're self-employed and you're having a meeting. There's one like uh-huh. that, too, so you talk to yourself.
That's
and
cute.
You can probably all put that up, right?
Yeah.
So I thought I would share some light language. I'm hoping to have something online with light language in a couple of weeks, and I will let people know more about it. What it would be is I would share a transmission and tape it for you, and I would send it on to you afterwards. And I've done this before, and it's been pretty good for people. So, but tonight I just thought, I don't know. I feel like the angel say, "Yep, you have to do it," and you'll just kind of know what is going to happen as you start to do it. So. You're not going to understand the light language, but you may feel something within, maybe a memory of a time past, or just touches your heart in some way.
Moi ikana meniki kele baba nako kele be moniki kene manake oi bibi kana ka e bibi nana kango e mama niki kele meniki kele baba ka kele ki kele bibi kana ko kene ki kana ka kikala mana ko ina kana me ika e bibi nako e bibi ki oi e meniki Me ekele ne ikine mi ikana manako ale bina ka bele ki.
Thank you.
That's nice, Peg.
Beautiful, Peg. Thank you.
I love it when you sing, too. I hope next sometime you can sing with it like you used to.
Okay.
Like, I just felt it right in my heart chakra again. Mm. Like, every time it just goes right to the center of my being. So thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and the third and eye for me.
Third eye?
Yeah, third eye for me. It was like my eyes were twitching from right to left, like activating the third eye. You know, the way we have to look right mm-hmm. to left to activate it?
Yeah.
That's how it was just doing that by itself, like really, really fast. And then the and the heart also, like Liz, it was beautiful. Thank you. We should do that every show, Peg. It really, really helps. I love it.
Okay. I will.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I love it.
Say, Peg,
yeah,
I
love it.
You came on through Zoom to one of my Monday night classes and talked with us about language and how to do it. And it was pretty profound to me because I was like, what? Like, it was so, you know, I like to have framework and boxes, and there's not really any in this But
but
I understood it and I got it and I was able to do it. It was so neat.
That's great. That's really good. Yeah, I mean, you can become activated, you know, because I was activated 7 years ago,
yeah.
I guess. You know, and I, as I said before, in the 70s, I was in a prayer group where they had, well, they called it singing in tongues, you know. And
yes,
but it's basically the same thing. It was, you know, it's, I think light language is a little bit more high vibrational. So, you know, 40 years basically passed. and I, you know, was reactivated. Once I realized they were, you know, I had done some research and stuff and, so, yeah, it's been interesting.
Funny how things come and go, right? But
oh,
I bet if
goodness,
you didn't have those
yes.
breadcrumbs 40 years ago, you wouldn't have looked at it twice maybe, you know, when it came back around the second time.
Yeah, and it took a while to even find out about it, you know. But then I had found some people that had written some books and stuff, and I had heard them speak, so that, and then I just started very slowly, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Last year, Peg, I went to one of my churches, and this is what the pastor did. He had everybody speak in tongues, sing in tongues, and he had everybody get up, and he went around and listened to each of us while we did it. You know, I'd never even done it before. It was really neat.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and it clears out your aura, and it makes you, what it did is, because everybody in the room was doing it, we had to have people behind us to catch us if we fell. And I did. I totally fell. And she had to catch me. I couldn't even believe that I did that, but it's not your fault. It's just that the energy is so high that you lose your balance, you know, and so everybody falls when they do it.
Like the Holy Spirit has reached you, I guess, or you have.
Yeah.
There's a phrase, and I can't think of what it was because it was 40 years ago, but it is spirit, you know, and
yeah,
I think each belief or understanding calls it something, you know, different. So, but it's basically all the same. So,
yeah. And I just want to say one more thing. I know I shouldn't go on about it, but I have to because it's in my mind so much about the dark entities. I'm not against people who work with them and try to take them off of people. I'm totally not against that, of course. I think it's divine work. When my partner Ryan was alive, we did it together on a few people, and we took off dark entities on people. And so it's really good work. It's just that I don't want to do it anymore. I just don't want to, because it is dangerous.
It's hard work.
And you really... it's hard work. It is, and you really have to have a lot of protections and know what you're doing and all that. And we knew what we're doing, but I just don't want to do it. But I think it's wonderful whoever does do it, and I'm not against it. And more power to you. So I just wanted to say that.
I agree.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Well, should we take some callers before we're off the air? Just yapping.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know we have so much to share. I know we do. So we will get going here. Just a reminder to our callers to have your question ready. You know, and just one question is, if you could hold back on your feedback and comments till the end, that would be great. So we'll get started. All right. Area code 650, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Hi, ladies. My name is Siri.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Siri.
Elaine.
Elaine. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I told you before, and you've given me guidance about my career. I have a very toxic environment, and I know I'm going to leave, and I'm just waiting for the right time, for the divine time to show up, you know, with the correct job for me. Very in pieces all the time when I go, and I just don't know how to until that time arrives. I don't want to be competition in a way with God.
Can't hear you. Ooh, Lelaine, I can't hear you very well.
We can't hear.
Can you hear me better?
Is there a question?
Yes. I'm just asking for guidance regarding my what I can do with the toxic job that I have right now. Just to be centered.
Okay. So, hi, Elaine. It's Jan. And as soon as you came on, I saw the deer for you right away. So let's see what the deer might say here. It says, you've been involved in some aggressive negative circumstances and need to seek out safe, nurturing situations and people. More than ever, you need to trust your gut instinct. You're poised for an enticing adventure, one that will take you down many paths and lead to many important insights. Be gentle with yourself. And so that just, to me, says it all right there. The deer is there to protect you from this toxic situation. And you need to get around nurturing people. And so you've called in, which is good. And so maintain a balance here of traits of protection with feminine characteristics of love, nourishment, and surrender. Yet, let's see, you're highly sensitive and intuitive and often aware of others and how they feel. And you can move with intention and speed and change your direction quickly also. So, and you're most comfortable outdoors, particularly in the woods, and like to spend outdoors to recharge and generate. So, yeah, as far as that just sounds really good to me to get outdoors for you and to be around any type of nurturing type of outdoors situations. You know what I mean? Meadows, out in the woods, get around water and things like that. That clears out a lot of toxicity. And while you're waiting, I see that while you're waiting or getting another job, you know what I mean? Like, do all those kinds of things. You need to get that nurturing, as much nurturing as you can in your system, in your spirit, while you're looking for another job, is what I feel. That's what I would do. Look for another job. Isn't that what you're doing, basically? Are you doing that yet?
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get message through numbers a lot, and I know something is coming. You know what I mean? So I'm just waiting, being patient for the right job to show up instead of panically just choosing something that's not for my highest good in a way.
Right. That makes you know what? You just said exactly what I'm thinking. You just said it. You know it. And and while you're waiting and while you're looking for the job, do things that can nurture yourself as much as possible. Go get a massage. Go out in the woods if you like to hike or be around trees. Go near the water and, you know, just go to a spiritual service. Start getting a lot of nurturing. That's what you need. And it will help your spirit so much, and then it'll help you move out of that situation more quickly, I think.
Yeah.
Cuz I think you will be moving out of there. So I want to hear about it when you finally, please call us back when you change your job.
I promise I will. You all have helped me so much. I promise with this
oh,
one.
Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, good. Yeah. All right.
Hi, Elaine. This is Peg.
Hi.
And I have cards from Mother Mary. And I agree with Jan. I think, you know, moving towards looking for a new job might be a good idea for you. And the name of the card is to manifest the dream. Oh, it's Our Lady of Growth Assured. To manifest the dreams and desires of the heart, we need patience and trust in divine timing. Understand that if our creation is birthed too soon or too late, there may be otherwise unnecessary difficulties. There is a natural timing to soul manifestation that we can trust, even if we can only grasp its goodness, grace, and genius in retrospect. Know that Mother Mary is safeguarding your progress. So, and Mother Mary is also all about self-nurturing too. And, you know, maybe some meditation with Mother Mary, because she loves to help us self-nurture, because she knows that we are also nurturers. As women, and you know, to take that step for yourself and for your happiness, you know, I feel like it's something that's really being suggested for you, and it's great that you're beginning the process. So I feel like you know, it will come, you know, what you're looking for. All in divine timing. So good luck, and I hope that you find what you're looking for.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's beautiful, Elaine. This is Mary. I just wanted to, I got two cards for you, and I just wanted to find out, have you written a list of your ideal job or the job that you're manifesting into your existence? I'm being asked to tell you that, whether it's the hours, the time, the people you work with, your bosses, or whether you want to be your own boss, for that matter. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you.
We can create our own reality. And then these two cards that fell out for you was, dearest you, did you know that when you stop fighting and accept everything exactly as it is right now, miracles start to happen. There is a freedom in this kind of radical acceptance. Let go of unrealistic expectations and see things as they really are, not how you'd like them to be. You'll be surprised at how everything seems to fall into place. When you refuse to accept things, life gets messy. You act messy and your world stays in chaos, tension, and disarray. But don't try to force a change or manipulate circumstances. Instead, learn about what is in front of you and face it with your eyes fully open. Then you can decide, stay or go, sink or swim, move or stay still. Acceptance is the key to freedom and opens the door to real opportunities waiting to be discovered. Set yourself and others free. Loving you so much, always and forever. And in the back of the card, there's a heart, and it says, with love. And so interesting. And I'm going to post this picture. I just took I always turn on a candle, and this is a protection candle and a healing candle I just did. And it has a heart on it. So I don't know if you're looking for love or something to do with your heart, like opening your heart up to love, or even opening up your heart to bring in this new beautiful job that you're manifesting. But, I mean, I saw a heart on the candle when I flipped it over, and then I see a heart on this card as I was waiting my turn. So, and then this one is, says, let us ask you, are you looking for happiness outside of your everyday, moment-to-moment experience, thinking you will find happiness out there someday? So many goal chasing a magic it out there, but it never could be found there. So we want to share a secret that shouldn't be a secret. You are pure joy. What made you is pure joy, and every time you wake up and even when you sleep, you have joy waiting to be expressed inside you. Joy and happiness and fullness come from doing joy, being joy, knowing it, cultivating it, and lighting it in your heart so you can share it. You must know this so when the time comes, you will be fully free and your joyful being and actions will turn you into a beacon of starlight. Look within and be joyful, even for tears and loss, for they mean you have lived, really lived. Jump into it all and love every minute. We all love you like crazy over here. And in the back of the card, there's a beautiful angel, and it says, hope floats. So have hope and believe that you will manifest that job that you so are manifesting. I'm not going to say want, because want is a lot. So
yeah,
I'm going to leave you with that, but make sure that you have that beautiful list of the job that you want to bring in. And I'm going to switch you over to Liz.
Thank you
so much, Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. This is Liz. Beautiful messages you've gotten already. But I have... so right away, I had the sense that the job is toxic, and it's hard for you to be there at times, like it's almost suffocating because you're so unhappy and the energy is just so negative. So protection. I don't know if you know about, protecting yourself in the morning. So one thing that I do every morning when I get up is I ask my angels, my guides, my team to come and, wrap me in a bubble of protection so that I don't take on other people's energies and that, mine, I get to keep all of mine as well. Mm-hmm. So I kind of picture myself as like Glinda the Good Witch floating out in the world every day in my bubble. Because when we do that, how other people's energy and attitude influences the room, right? We feel it. We pick up on it. So if you protect yourself, that energy just kind of like bounces off. It doesn't get to you. So you can stay happy and say, this is just temporary. It's only temporary. I will be out of here soon. Just to get through, And of the utmost importance, take care of yourself. Because this is such a draining environment right now, take care of you, make sure you're taking time out each day and, in the quiet, turn off all your electronics and distractions, spend 10 minutes just breathing and quieting your mind. Make sure you're getting a little exercise in during the day in some way, shape or form, whether it's a walk or, some yoga, whatever you like to do. Make sure you're listening to music that you like that keeps you in a, because that keeps, music keeps our vibration up. And then envision yourself, like Mary said, envision yourself in that workplace where you're happy and it's a wonderful environment and you love being there. Whatever that is, just picture it, feel it, because that's how we manifest and that's how we make things happen quicker, right? When we show the universe that we have the space. And the card that I pulled for you from the Soul Journey deck is, it's kind of ironic, and I will share a picture of it in the Sacred Embers group, but the card is loneliness, and it says, I know that I am never alone. The thing about this card, all the pictures are mandalas, and this is a bunch of women standing in a circle, like with the earth beneath them, and so you feel isolated. And sometimes we are isolated or we have that perception of being isolated, in a work environment where maybe you don't feel like you have an ally, you're on your own. It's because we our the greatest things that we're going to bring forth in our life are going to be private things that we don't share with anyone else, right? So this is one of those times where you're aligning for the perfect placement. You know, your numbers showing up are telling you, yes, you're on the right path, keep doing it. But sometimes when the environment is so draining your energy, you know, it's easy to lose focus. So that's why taking care of yourself is optimum at this point, and of the utmost importance. And, you know, you feel isolated, but soon you're going to be in the perfect place. You're isolated because you're not in the vibration of people that you vibe with. And, you know, but pretty soon that shift is going to come and you're going to be with those people. And it's just, it'll be magical. So hard because I think it's beautiful. And definitely give us a call back and let us know, Elaine, how everything works out for you.
Because we can't wait to do it.
Thank you. It makes sense. All of it makes sense.
Oh, wonderful. So we will place you on hold, Elaine, so you can continue to listen to the show. And thank you for calling this evening.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you all. I appreciate it all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, I love when the call's so synchronistic, like it wouldn't be, but the first one always makes it feel so much better, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Let's find our next caller here. All right. Everybody ready? We're warmed up?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, warmed up.
Yeah. Area code 215, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes, my name is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I have a daughter that went missing, and she's with very bad people. And I haven't heard from her in a week. And I just want to know if you've picked up anything. Like, is she okay? Did they hurt her? They kill her. I called the police today. They're looking for her. And where they normally knew where she was, she's not there to be found. So they put her down as a missing person.
So, Sue, this is Jan.
Hi, Jan.
Did she go with people that she knew? When she left, the last time you saw her, where was she going?
She lives in another state, and she's into not a good activities, what she's doing. And no, I don't think she knows these people besides they walk up on her or whatever. But these people that are with her are very bad.
The thing is, we don't normally like to comment about crimes on air, because I just have to be completely honest, it's pretty dangerous for us to do that. And I don't like to do it myself, because I've worked on a lot of crimes. And so we usually take it into a private room. And so if you want to, you can message us. Are you in the room by any chance? Sacred Embers? Are you in
I'm
our
on
room?
Live.
Okay. You need to get us on Facebook. You need to get on Facebook and contact me or one of us. My name's Jan Drake Bakke, and get a hold of me, friend me, contact me, and I will put you in our private room where we do crimes. This is something I've been doing for a long time, and all of us do it. We all work, can do it. And but I just want to say I'm seeing a little kitty cat here, a sweet kitty cat here, and it feels like her to me, and or maybe she has a cat. Or something, or she has a cat animal totem. and it's there's I just feel like she's still okay. I just want to let you know that. So, but I'd rather just work in the room. Huh?
I said I really wanted to hear that. That makes my heart and soul relieved. Because I'm so scared as a mother, you know?
Of course you are. But I just would really like you to get a hold of us, and I can put this in our private room, and we can go from there, okay? And your name is, you don't have to give out your, so it's Sue, okay. Will you do that? Or if you want to, you don't have to.
Yes,
by any means, you don't have to.
Can you give me the spelling on your last name, Jen?
It's D-R-A-K-E-B-A-K-K-E, Drake Bob.
Wait. You have to slow down.
Drake. D-R-A-K-E, Drake.
K-E, okay.
Baki, B-A-K-K-E. B-A-K-K-E. That's my... I have a two last names, Jan, Drake, Baki.
So it's B-A-K-K-E, not I-E.
Uh-huh. No.
Okay.
Jan, Drake, Baki.
And it's not Jennifer, it's Jen, right?
It's Jan, J-A-N. And you can join the Sacred Embers room if you want. Two. We're all in there.
Okay. All right,
so
thank you, Jen.
Just out of curiosity, did you hear about us to call in, or did you just happen to hear us all of a sudden?
I'm at work, and I was driving myself crazy, and I used to be on live blog talk radio years ago, and used just not you guys personally, but it just popped in my head. And then when I opened up my phone, your page came right to me. So I think the Lord sent me there.
Wow. Okay, that's awesome. All right. Okay. Well, I'll look for you, and and that'll be good. I don't think I think the group, I'm reading the messages here, they're not going to comment. No one's going to comment. So it's just probably better if you just go ahead and friend us, and we'll talk to you later. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate all your help.
Somebody wants to say something.
It's late. I'm sorry. I was going to say, this is Liz. I have a short message. I was going to agree with Jan and say I feel like she's okay, but she is scared. This is a lesson. And so I think I want to say as a mom, like, I think she'll finally get it this time.
I hope so. I'm praying.
I did pull a card from the Soul's Journey deck, and I really feel the message on this card is about her, so I'll share it. The card is denial, and it says, I acknowledge my fear, but I replace it with the insight of awareness. So that's why I say, I feel very much like, this is the time where she understands, what everyone's been trying to tell her. So... keep praying.
Oh, Lord,
keep sending love her way. And you will see her again. I do feel that. But she's getting it now. She's understanding. So that's what I'm going to give you, Sue, so that you can at least sleep tonight. definitely reach out to the group there that Jan told you, and they'll help you out. They have a long history of helping people do that kind of stuff. All right.
Oh, so, Lord, thank you. You really helped me and eased my heart a little bit. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Your heart.
And please call us back and let us know. How everything works.
Oh, definitely, I will. Well, I'm going to reach out on this page, and I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice night.
All right, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Sue. I'll put you on hold. You can keep listening, and good luck with everything. We send you our love and prayers.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Oh.
Yes. Oh,
wow.
For sure.
Tough. Yeah. Tough.
I was smelling cigarettes.
You know.
That's what I was picking up.
Oh.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like it's not a pleasant situation, but she is okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, and now she'll understand why, you know, parents say what they say.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we learn lessons that way, you know. We don't want to listen to what anyone has to tell us. And so we do find out, don't we?
Yeah.
So, all right. Are we ready for our next caller, ladies?
Yes.
Okay. Area code 917, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Sure. My first name is Tim Coley. Yep. You
Tim?
Can hear me. My name is Tim Coley from New York. How are you guys doing tonight?
Tim?
Hi, Tim. We're good. How are you? Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I just was, I've been working, asking for my guides for some assistance, manifesting great stuff. So I've been trying to set aside a little bit of time every day. Yeah, not that much, not 10 minutes. I'm trying to make it longer just to do a little meditation, deep breathing. If there's any tips or messages from spirit, it would be greatly appreciated.
All right. Hey, Tim, it's Jan. I think I'm wondering if I've given you the dolphin before. I see dolphin here. Have I given you dolphin before? Okay, that's all right. Here's what it says. Take a few minutes to meditate while playing one of your favorite pieces of music and listen. Try to listen as much as you can. And think and behave more lovingly and positively toward that person you're having difficulty with. Smile more at others and notice how they smile back at you. Try dolphin breathing, which is 3 slow, deep breaths, and then observe how you feel. Dolphin is all about breathing, too. And let's see. Dolphin also is all about having fun and being a good communicator, which you are, and you're very sensitive and aware of other people's feelings, and you live very much in the present. Your soul is aligned with the waters, oceans, rivers, lakes, streams. You have compassion and empathy, and people seek you out for advice and counsel. You're highly intuitive, psychic, and even telepathic with people and animals, and it's a good time to be playful right now. That's what they're suggesting, just to have more fun, be more playful, communicate with your loved ones, and try to meditate every day. So that's what I'm getting. Do you relate to that at all?
Okay. Yes, it all resonates.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I'm just going to give it right over to Peg.
Hello.
Okay.
So, Tim, are you looking for, are you looking to find out if you're doing meditation right or if, what exactly is your question?
I'm definitely looking to see, asking if I'm doing it right. I'm just trying to breathe deeply. I have like a nasal congestion issue, which kind of hampers that a little bit, but when I can, I just try to breathe, hold this couple seconds, let it out, and try and just let the thoughts come and go.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes to start off is to find some meditations that are spoken, you know, like a creative visualization, and just try to follow that for a while, but also finding meditative music too to kind of get you in the space of being in a meditative way. And also pay attention to the thoughts that you're having as you're meditating. That could be a message. And also you could have a focus, you know, for your meditation, whether it's an angel or something like that too. And also just try to, you know, find information about different ways of meditation, because there are many different ways of meditation. And I know any one of us can help you with that too, you know, if you wanted to speak to one of us separately or something. I don't want to take up the time any more time, but you know, it takes a while, believe me. But it's definitely worth it. So good luck.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi Tim, it's Mary. Can you hear me?
Hey Mary.
Hi. Okay. Yeah, I was just waiting for you to say something. I'm like, because I keep playing with mute and unmute over here. I just wanted to say I love that you're meditating, and I have a recommendation for you. Most of the people on the hosts on this show listen to Igor Galibov, and he's got a channel, and he does guided meditations, and it's he does, you can find him on YouTube as Alignment of Light. And
okay.
He's amazing. He goes live every Tuesday, but he has many, he's posted all his meditations on YouTube now. And they're very helpful. I've been with him following Igor for about 3 years now, or 2.5 years, and it's been life-changing. And another one that showed me about meditation was my mentor, William Michael Forbes, and the way he taught us, because at the beginning, you have such a busy mind, and the busy mind is like, it doesn't mm-hmm. allow you to be quiet, right? Because you're always thinking, oh, what? I have to do this. My gosh, I'm wasting so much time. It's not a waste of time. So what he taught us to do is say to yourself, be still, be calm. Or if your mind is still going in circles, just say shh. And believe me, Tim, your mind will quiet down, because it works. It's worked for me, and my mind was always like, box and, you know, thinking about what I could be doing at this time, or what I need to do, you know, the next few minutes after I meditate. And now it's just so beautiful. So again, it's be still, be calm, or shh. And then guided meditations is the best. I love best for me, but sitting in the power and sitting with yourself and just letting the guides, you know, even if it's 5 minutes, and just, you know, try to do some breath work. I know you're congested right now. You can't do it, but breath of fire really works. It's amazing. And I'm going to give you this card just because it popped out for you. The cards were like crazy for you. So it says, dearest you have a unique purpose and destiny that only you can fulfill. But first, you need to know that destiny isn't a destination. You don't arrive at some special place where, poof, you're perfect and happy all the time. It's about establishing and firming up a commitment to a certain experience, whatever form that takes. Your soul knows that you need to experience. Your destiny is to present to all of life's adventures, to discover your talents and full potential through allowing inspiration to lead you, and to risk standing apart from the crowd to listen to your own soul. You are special as much as you are also paradoxically one with the world, individual yet part of a great whole. Both truths have led you to this moment where we are saying you are on the right track. Even if your ego self doesn't see that, listen to your soul. Check in spirit and keep going. Spirit loves you, life loves you, and we love you. Oh, my gosh. And in the back, there's a beautiful butterfly, and it says celebrate life. So, again, you're going through a transformation. You're seeking, and it's great that you're seeking. So I definitely, Tim, totally would recommend Alignment of Light. His name is Igor Golubov, but that is his channel. And we do meditations every Tuesday live, but you can listen to his recordings until you're ready to come live, you know. But it's open to everyone, you know. So, and I definitely highly recommend it. Okay.
And that's Igor. Yep, that's Igor. You said Golubov.
Golubov is G-A-L-I-B-O-V, as in Victor. B as in boy, O as in October, B. And his chat, Alignment of Light.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
You're so very welcome. Can't and wait. I'll send you over to Liz and have a great evening.
Great messages already, Tim. This is Liz, also from New York. Upstate, not down in the city. much more rural living up here. But so I right away, I started to just jot down some thoughts like I do, and then all of a sudden there was stuff being written. So this is a channeled message for you. Keep working your practice. And good for you for making it a priority and sticking with it. Your practice doesn't have to look like anyone else's or out of a book, right? Our practice is personal. It needs to be, it needs to feel good to us and natural, and it needs to flow with our lifestyle. So like Jan and Peg said, there's so many different kinds of meditations out there. Not all of them are sitting still in quiet. Sometimes it's drawing, sometimes it's painting, or creating in some way. You know, there's walking meditation. I feel like music, are you connected to music strongly? Do you like enjoy music?
I am connected strongly to music, yes.
'Cause I feel like that's how your meditation, that's how you are going to meditate, is just through listening to your favorite music, you know, just putting it on and letting your thoughts, you know, let your thoughts come in and out and not, you know, fixate on them or, you know, mold them over with intensity like we tend to do. Just let them come in there. Let them roll through.
Okay.
I feel like you are having you're meditating and you're being called to do it and be mindful because your guides are trying to give you information and you're kind of fluffing it off. So you keep having like thoughts of, you know, like things you want to do in your life that you're like, oh, that's just too crazy. That's too outlandish. Like it's not real. That's not reality. I can't really make that happen. But, it, you know, it's like a pipe dream type thing. You keep having those kind of thoughts come up.
A little bit, yeah, because I'm always like, how? I know I'm going to move to these other different things or something more fitting of my skills and temperament. So I'm just trying to figure out how to pivot. So, not seeing the past kind of brings the doubt in, but I know that's the beauty world, so I'm trying to breathe through that and meditate so I can get the connection with my guides and create some of this fun, great stuff.
Yeah. So I'm being told that they're not crazy or outlandish. They are all possible, and that's why you're having these thoughts. So, you know, write them down. This and that's what our meditation time is for, right? Is
is to allow these things to come into our mind, you know, quiet all the chatter so that these real things that are our soul purpose or our alignment, so we can, you know, have the idea come up for us, right? Because our guides are the ones that send us those ideas. The card I pulled for you out of the Soul's Journey deck, and I feel like there's a theme tonight of, like, the word being very unpositive, but the message is beautifully positive. your card is failure, and it says, I understand that a mistake is only an opportunity to learn. So, you know, a lot of times we don't do things, we don't try to do things or attempt to do things because we are afraid of failure. I know I'm the person that if I think I'm not going to be successful or if there's even an inclination, I'm like, nope, not doing it. I should say I used to be. That was my norm. I'm like, nope, I need my safety zone. I need all the bumpers there. You know, I have to be in protection all the time. And now I just jump. If I have, you know, if I'm being pulled that way, if things are all coming into my path that have to do with this thing, even when I'm unsure of how it's going to happen or, you know, the way it's going to happen, it's meant to be. And it always works out. I don't have to know the how. That is the reality. I mean, you know, our human ego self says, oh, yes, you do. How can you do anything if you don't have a plan, right, and know how it's all going to go? Well, I can tell you that in my life, that anything I had a plan for rarely ever went by the plan, so and it worked out okay, right? And that's the truth for most of us. So, you know, these crazy, wild ideas are things that are going to work out for you and are going to be successful. Just because we don't know the how doesn't mean they're not feasible. And again, we don't always have to know the how. We'll pay attention for, I don't know if you were on at the beginning of the show when I shared about tomorrow being leap day, right, with the leap year, and that, you know, there's going to be a lot of synchronistic or universal signs coming, right? And they might be synchronicities. They might be animal totems, any number of, you know, signs that you get from your guides. So pay attention for those, you know, all the, not just tomorrow, but all the time. You know, that's what I rely on when I'm not sure how it's going to go or what's going to happen. I look for those signs and I'm like, okay, there's, you know, that's my signal that I can take a deep breath and know everything's going to be okay. You know, even if it seems scary at the moment, it's all going to work out. So it doesn't mean that you'll be, you know, completely un-nerve-wracked during the whole process, but it gives you that reminder that, you know, it's okay when you do get, you know, in that place of anxiety or, you know, fear of how it's going to happen and, you know, when and, you know, is it going to be in time and all that stuff. Because it's always just right and it's divine timing. And I'm also getting the message that, you know, it's okay to rest, right? I went through this last year myself with, you know, we kind of have groomed ourselves to be busy. Like, we're not productive people if we're not doing something all the time, right? It's not okay to just, you know, relax and sit home and enjoy a couple days on the couch watching movies, right? But it is. We need to rest. And if you're a person that is busy and is used to doing things all the time, doing nothing is uncomfortable and it's weird. So learning, you know, I had to go through a period last winter about this time where I had, you know, honor the rest. It was the message I kept getting, honor the rest, because I thought I wasn't being productive. Sometimes we just have to rest. We don't have to be doing all the time. And that's a hard concept for us to grasp. So, you know, again, kudos to you for making your meditation practice and, you know, you're part of your personal practice and making it a priority that you go to. But, you know, make it your own. Keep honing it in. I know my personal practice has changed several times
You know, it may not stay the same forever, but do what works for you now. And what is, you know when it's working for you because you feel good and things are going right. And, you know, so if that has to change a little, that's okay. It doesn't need to stay the same forever. And make it your own. Make it what feels good to you. The things that fill, you know, that refill your cup and refill your soul. It doesn't have to be, you know, 2 hours of complete silence in stillness to meditate, right? It can be running on a treadmill for a half an hour because that's what you do, you know, that's what you enjoy. That's okay. That can be meditation too. So I hope that helps you, Tim. I think you have a lot of exciting stuff coming, so I hope you call us back and let us know how everything is going for you. And I hope that the messages help you this evening.
Thank you so very much. I will stay working and report back in a little bit. Thank you so very much.
All right. All right. Wonderful. Thank you for calling, Tim. And you have a great evening. We'll put you on hold so you can continue to listen. Wow.
Well, that was neat.
You know, yeah, it's so important to make, you know, to create yourself a daily practice in some way, right, where you do all the things to check in with yourself, because I think most of us, I mean, I know myself anyway, you know, before I, you know, tuned into myself, I was running the rat race and running myself ragged for everyone else, right? And I didn't always take care of myself, and I didn't make time for me. So it's so important, and it's, you know, and if you're raising children or, you know, with people that are not awakened to this yet, you know, it's important to encourage them to do the same thing so that they know that, you know, it's we need to take care of ourselves, right? So,
yes.
Just that. So, all right. Well,
and it's a process, too, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, and you find your own process.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but it's also good to find out the different types, you know, because there might be one that you really like, you know, maybe it's not just sitting there and, you know, I fall asleep when I do, so it's kind of,
yep.
You know, and yeah. That's okay, they say. To do that.
Yeah.
That's what you needed to do. So.
Yep.
And, you know, and just letting those thoughts go by, not focusing on them particularly, just, you know, letting them pass by and just keep in that space.
Yeah.
But, that's, you know, people say, oh, just too much, you know, I just, I can't deal with it.
I was going to say, I always say meditation is a practice. It doesn't just
yes.
happen. We don't just shut our thoughts off. We haven't, you know, been groomed to do that. So,
right.
You know, I shared that it took me a year and a half to be able to turn my thoughts off on command.
Wow.
You know, it is when you have a busy brain, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So, definitely. You know, if you're trying, That's a good thing. It's a good step in the right direction. So keep
yeah.
trying. And I always say start with little bits, right? I mean, the reality is none of us sit around for 2 hours a day in complete silence and stillness, right? Like monks, like we see on TV.
Right.
Me personally, I know I have 10 minutes that I do that a day. You
yep.
know, I do 10 minutes in the morning and usually 10 minutes in the evening where I just, you know, center and regroup myself. And that's it. It's just my mm-hmm. 10 minutes of calm.
Yeah.
And that's what I need. It's what works for me. But everyone's is different. So we have a few
yeah.
minutes, ladies. And I see we have a couple more callers. I know one has been on here since the beginning. So I think we'll grab them and see how much we can get in before we possibly get cut off.
Yeah, like do a quick reading.
Yep. Yep. All right. So... Area code 614, and it might be a Skype caller, I believe. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, Libby. I'm Jessica calling
Hi.
From Australia.
Oh, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
How are you? Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, Lunar New Year, the Year of Dragon, and I would love to have some guidance and message from the spirit guides, please, my beautiful angel.
Yeah, hi, Jessica, it's Jan. I'm glad to hear
hi,
from
Jan.
You. Yeah, let's see. Well, I'm seeing several different animals. One is, there's like so many different ones. One is a white horse, one is a dog. I'm seeing the woods, though, and I know that you're near the water, but for some reason I'm seeing the woods. Have you passed by any woods or trees or anything?
Oh, my God. I can't hide anything from you guys. I am about to be parked on, you know, continue my journey. So I've been staying here in this beautiful little paradise area, beachfront and coconut and all. Now I've decided it's time to go, and I just decided a few days ago, and everything's just lined up for me, and I decided to go inland. So it's going to be out back of Australia in the bush.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. You see a lot of woods, like a lot of obviously forests, and you know.
Yes, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing woods, trees.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Okay. Heading. Oh, my God. You're on it. You're on the money.
Well, there's a lot of animals I see along the way. So you've got, what is this? There's one that looks almost like a little baby bear that really sticks out to me. So I did see a dog. I did see a horse, a white horse. But the baby bear is what really sticks out. So I'm just going to go with that because I saw that the very first thing, and then I see it again after I see the dog and the white horse. But you can look up the other ones too. But let's just see what bear. For some reason, I'm just getting a really strong feeling with this baby bear, and it's so cute. But good for you for changing. I mean, good for you. That's going to be exciting. So it says right here, set clear boundaries and don't compromise. Even if pressured, ask for what you want, whether or not you feel you'll get it. Ask for it anyway. Get going on that creative project you have in mind. Take some time out from your usual routines and spend some time in solitude. And you may be getting some physical or emotional healing. Then it says here there's a need for physical and emotional healing. So, pursue that. And you're a powerful healer yourself. And also,
thank you.
Yes, and you need times of reclusiveness to create your creative spark, to keep your creative spark going and keep your projects going. But you're very independent and preferring to do things yourself. You're a survivor. You have a very strong, yes, you are. My goodness. And you have a very strong presence. So it sounds like you're just right on your path, and you're moving, heading into something very exciting. That's what I'm getting, that this is going to be a nice change for you.
Yeah, I feel very excited. The moment I make decisions, my heart lit up, and I feel very expanded. And, and you picked it up straight away. And I am going to do healthy, you know, to look after pets and animals for other people.
Oh, really?
So maybe you picked up the dog and the white horse, and I don't know if it's ready there.
Oh, no wonder. That could be it. That's probably it. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Well, you're going to have a nice time. This is going to be fun. Oh, good for you. What a neat thing to do. I just think that'll be really neat and change for you, you know? And so
me, because
oh my gosh.
I was
helping
well, I'm
you
to look out. Yeah, sure, sorry. I don't wanna
No well go
make
ahead,
it long
go ahead.
To everyone. No, I was just
you were
saying,
helping a lady.
I was with the house sitting for the two dogs and I realized how I really loved the animal. And it very healing
yeah.
for me, and I really enjoyed it. So I decided this is it. And then as soon as I decided, I already have three houses lined up for me.
Oh, my gosh.
For
good
the next
for you.
3 months. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that is just excellent. All right. Well, I feel very excited for you, and I can feel your excitement, too. So it just feels like a good thing, and I love the animals for you.
Oh,
and let us know how it's
thank
going,
you, so
you know.
Much.
Yeah,
yeah
when it,
you
and you can
big
call
hug.
Us while you're doing it.
Yes,
yes
sure.
big hug.
Thank you.
All right. Peg?
Hi. I have an animal for you, too. It's from the Dragon Oracles card deck by Diana Cooper. And this is the Rainbow Dragon. Brings the leap of joy that opens new doors. And that's exactly what you're doing, because I can really hear your joy. A rainbow in the sky is a cosmic gift. if our hearts leap with joy and gratitude when we see one, the universe opens new doors for us. Glorious rainbow dragons carry the same promise. When they come to us, a multicolored mystical flame ignites with us. This automatically attracts something, a significance from the universe toward us. In addition, the rainbow dragons will take us to the mystical pot of gold that is said just to await us at the end of the rainbow. The golden gift is our own ancient wisdom, which has been waiting for us to rediscover it. With it, we know how to take knowledge and use it for the highest good of all. We become a wise one, a mage, and a rainbow. And the rainbow of dragons open the petals of our crown to connect us with universal knowledge. As we use knowledge wisely, more comes to us. So this is a card of hope, prayers, and appreciation and gratitude, looking for the opportunities, expecting miracles.
Well, that's what I mean. I literally just, you know, traveling, hopping along with so much joy and gratitude for everything, you know, and expecting miracles.
yeah, and I bet you'll have some, and you'll have to share them with us when you get back.
Yeah, and I have so many, but now it's going to be more. But I would like to share with you, I am a dragon myself. I was born in the year of a dragon. I'm a wood dragon.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, then my guidance was, I think, inspired because I hadn't even thought of using the dragon deck. So, but like at the last minute, they said, pick a dragon card. So I'm going to let you go to Mary, and then she can give you a short card too.
Yeah, I have the fire dragon. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Jessica. You got the fire dragon. So Peg and I had the same intention. Once you said the dragon, I picked up my dragon energy oracle deck. It's the same deck Peg has, but you got the fire dragon from me. And it's the one on the cover. And it says, the fire dragon burns up the lower energies around you. You are safe and protected. Be determined and inspire and clear your soul pathway. So this is a fourth dimensional fire dragon which radiates a bright orange fiery light. They are powerful beings who give us power, thrust, and determination. when we work with them. They are the master clearance experts and will direct their blazing flames at anything we ask them to, transmuting lower vibrations that no longer serve us. They will fly in front of us when we travel, often burning up challenges before we even reach them. They are also extremely protective of their companions and those who work with them. They will light up our friends and roar at those who undermine us. The guidance you're receiving, Jessica, for this card is, if you have received this card, it is time to invite the fire dragons to burn up any circumstances in your life that are not serving you. Call on them to delve deep into your childhood or past lives to release you from your past so that your future can shine. They have the ability and power to travel along the timeline of your soul journey, clearing, healing, and transmuting as they do so. They are happy to do this while you sleep if you ask them. Ask them to clear and light up the path in front of you each day, then relax and trust that all is as it should be. These orange dragons have huge open hearts and love to keep you safe by creating a fiery wall of protection around you and around your home and family, so remember to ask them to do so. Call on them to light you up in their flames and breathe inspiration into you. You may be amazed at the positive and courageous way you start to deal with people and situations. And I'm going to leave you with that so that Liz could get, hopefully, a minute or two for her reading.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to share with you, Mary.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to share that fire dragon. I actually saw it in my meditation, burning away my past life and ancestral stuff while I was doing healing. And yeah, so when you said that, I thought of that fire dragon, straight away, because it came out nowhere, and my whole body was buzzing as you're talking about it. So thank you.
Wow, that is amazing. That's great. I'll post it on the Sacred Embers, okay, Jessica? That way you have a picture
yes,
of
please.
It and the meaning.
Oh, yeah, and I would love to pick up the rainbow dragon too, Peg. If, yeah, if you can, thank you.
Hi,
thank
Jessica.
You.
I didn't pull any dragons for you, but wow, what amazing stuff already. as I began to, you know, start getting ready, I like saw on a big billboard, keep living life. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing, you know, living life, right? That's exactly what you're doing. You're enjoying it, explore and connect with the earth, which is exactly what you're doing. I thought it was beautiful that you're transitioning to a different space, a different type of environment. The ocean, you know, being near water is always so healing and calming and soothing. But there's other places we can get that feeling too. And we can't always be in the water necessarily either. So it's good for us to get out and dry out a little on land and do some earthy things. And you're going to love it just like you do everything. You know, really immerse yourself in your experiences, which I know that you do, and stay present, enjoy, be, you know, be in awe of these things that you're seeing that you haven't seen before, because, you know, because it is a miracle. It is beautiful and amazing. And I pulled two cards from the Soul's Journey. The first one, I'm like, no, we don't want that message. And it actually is the card I pulled for the first caller. It's loneliness, and it says, I know that I am never alone. And it's a beautiful card, and you're isolating right now somewhat, and it's okay, because this is you becoming fully in tune with you, and that's needed, you know, to be in alignment with where you need to be and continue on your soul's path in a healthy, prosperous way. So that message is a little bit of what you already know. But the next card that came out was growth. And it says, I want to expand my consciousness and my awareness. So, and I knew, I'm like, this card is for her. That's what you're doing right now. You're going through growth and you are embracing it and you're loving it. So
So kudos to you, because we don't all do that. Sometimes we fight it. you know, so good for you for, you know, stepping into it and enjoying it and loving it. You know, because I know that you've had some dark, ugly parts too, but it, you know, you can see where those ugly parts are becoming less and less, right? I mean, I know in my journey, you know, the hard stuff was ick and it sucked, but once it was over, it was over. And the other stuff is not quite so bad, right? And and you kind of want to work through it because you know how good it felt to get rid of that other stuff. So, you know, you've been doing this a while, and I think that's just a beautiful confirmation to you that you're on the right path, but also that you are growing, in case you didn't notice.
I'm not so much, because the same thing would happen and I have a different attitude and reaction altogether towards it. I'm like, oh, I'm a different Jess now. So, yes, I am growing.
And I'm going to post your cards in the Sacred Embers group as well on Facebook. And,
oh, yes, please. That would be great.
Yes. And, of
yeah,
course,
thank
we thank you
so
for
much.
Calling as always. It's always so great to hear from you. And, you know, call us back again and update us. I know we're off the air, so anyone that's not on will not hear us. But it was so good to hear from you, Jessica. It always is. And we love to hear how you're doing and all the amazing things. Because I know in my time on Blog Talk, you have just made tremendous transformations and growth, and it's always so good to hear from you. It's refreshing. So
yeah, well, you guys have been amazing. You know, angels that holding this space for me whenever I can tap in and you know, needing some guidance. So I love every time I can make it to the show and just immerse myself in your, you know, you're all beautiful and loving energy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, and have a great evening. Or, well, it's probably morning there, right? Have a great day.
And, thank you so much, ladies. Love you all.
You're welcome. Love
you,
too.
Jessica.
We look forward to hearing from you again. It's so nice to hear from her.
Yeah,
I know.
What a transformation. She's done so great.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for her.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And, like, I love that. I know, you know, it's every few months we hear from her now, and she's so loving life, embracing it and experiencing it, right? What we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So,
accepting.
So cool. Yes. So, well, ladies, it was an amazing evening. We made it through here. The wind was a whipping here, but we made it through. So it was so wonderful to connect with all of you, as always. I love when we're here together. I know we all comment how synchronistic it is when we get done. Because
yeah.
It's so crazy how many things align.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful evening. It was wonderful
it
to
was.
Talk to all our callers this evening. And I think we got most everyone. I'm like, Mary, were you looking? We had people left.
Yeah, I looked. Okay. I took down two numbers for next week.
Okay.
If you call next week, we'll pick you up first. For those that stayed on hold.
All right. Well, sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, Mary, glad you're safe from tornadoes.
Yeah,
and
I hope you're safe
glad
from
everyone else
any
wind. Well. Yeah, I'm usually pretty good where I am, but other people won't fare so well.
Yeah.
So I am blessed as well, Mary.
Yeah. Amen.
All right. And Dan and Peg, stay safe from whatever is happening in your areas as well. And we'll see everyone
right
next
now,
week.
But I will.
Oh, that's good.
Beautiful night tonight. Thank you very much, ladies.
Yeah,
just beautiful as usual.
Great,
very synchronistic.
And I will send the last caller, the card. I'll put it in Sacred Embers. I did hear that, but I was muted, and I didn't get to it on time.
Oh. Sorry, Peg. Well, thank you. All right, ladies, have a great evening, and we will see everyone next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.